Look on with an equal mind at good fortune and misfortune, happiness and sorrow, loss and gain. These are products of nature like heat and cold, summer and winter. They have their purposes to serve. Similarly, the ups and downs of life have lessons to teach us. In fact, without reverses in life, we will not be able to experience divinity. Without darkness, we cannot value light. Without experiencing difficulties, we will not be able to enjoy benefits. It is the lack of peace of mind which compels us to seek the means to realize enduring peace. The scriptures have declared that through renunciation alone can immortality be attained. You must learn to practice true renunciation in your daily living so that you may discover the secret of enduring peace and bliss. So the first question is, what does it mean to look at good fortune and misfortune, happiness and sorrow, loss and gain with an equal mind? How do you go about this in your day-to-day life?
سوال اول کوی اینه که چجوری، یعنی معنی این چیه که هم به خوبیا هم به بدیا با تعادل ذهن نگاه کنی؟
یکسان نگاه کنی بهشون.
یکسان بهشون نگاه کنی.
بچه ها در ایران اینو ترجمه کردن. به خوششانسی و بدبختی، خوشبختی و غم و اندوه، از دست دادن و به دست آوردن با ذهنیت برابر نگاه کنید. اینها نتایج طبیعی مانند گرما، سرما، تابستان و زمستان است. آنها اهداف خود را برای خدمت دارند. به طور مشابه فراز و نشیب‌های زندگی درس‌هایی برای آموختن به ما دارند. در واقع بدون تغییر در زندگی ما قادر به تجربه الهیت نیستیم. بدون تاریکی ما نمیتوانیم قدرت نور را ببینیم. بدون مشکلات ما قادر نخواهیم بود از مزایا لذت ببریم. این عدم صلح در ذهن است که ما را مجبور میکند به دنبال ابزارهایی برای تحقق بخشیدن به صلح پایدار باشیم. کتب مقدس اظهار کردند که تنها از طریق قطع علاقه میتوان به جاودانگی دست یافت. شما باید یاد بگیرید که در زندگی روزانه ایتان قطع علاقه واقعی را تمرین کنید تا بتوانید راز صلح و سعادت مداوم را بیابید. گفتمان الهی 6 آوریل 1983. Few people share their understanding. And basically everybody says that with the tools that Sat has given us, basically, especially stop meditation, we won't let anything move us in life. چند نفر درک خودشون رو توضیح میدن که به طور کلی همه میگن با تمرین هایی که Sat به ما دادن به خصوص استاپ اجازه ندیم چیزی تو زندگی تکونمون بده. و بعد گوپی میپرسن
این قسمت اولش هست که خب همه رو یکسان بریم، یعنی there should be no judgment in our mind در مورد هیچی، حالا هر چی بالاتر پایینتر این وره این وره اون جوره این جوره، یه افکار جاجمنتی تو ذهنمون، یعنی خب هوایی که هست ولی با تمرین دیگه there is no reaction to nothing، یعنی اوتوماتیکلی نه با تمرین اوتوماتیکلی یه جوری باشه که اصلا you don't see any differences. Ine manzur.
Gopi says that is this saying this first part to see everything with this equal mindedness? Is that saying really just to have no judgment in the mind about what is good or what is bad at all?
So we practice so automatically that happens. So there is no idea of those thoughts crossing our mind.
Really?
میگم یعنی هم اینه میگم ultimately اینجور، نه دارم میگم ultimately این باید بشه. خب با تمرین که
گره
مرسی.
I just couldn't stop myself.
گوپی میگه تا اینکه انقدر تمرین کنیم تا اینکه اصلا دیگه این فکر را اصلا برامون وجود نداشته باشه نیاد. ساعت هم میگه واقعا یعنی اصلا دیگه وجود نداره. گوپی میگه نه منظورم اینه که یعنی اینطوری باید باشه.
جوابشی گرفتی یه اصلا
and I think stop is definitely the answer, but it just sometimes feels like something just gets you, you know? And in those times I was trying to think about how to see it with an equal mind if you just are uncomfortable, or something makes you uncomfortable.
Being comfortable with your discomfort is equanimity. Releasing your wants and desires is equanimity. Equanimity is not something that you strive for, at least not for me. Because making a decision to have equanimity, total equanimity, is a trap that I could fall in it. I don't know about you guys. But I think we go back to okayness. It's not that we get rid of every thought in the mind and we assure it that it will never come back again. Because as long as we're living in this body, what empties the mind is our okayness that brings equanimity. And we can't be okay if we have a very strong desire about something. If we have a very strong interest. So there's a lot of ways to look at it. I don't want to give any conclusion tonight because I... Just keep on doing what you're doing. If you fall, I laugh.
If he gets beat up,
then if I fall, you laugh. The reason I interrupted Gopi because I don't want us to have a concept of what it is to be self-realized. It's total equanimity. What if it isn't? I've seen saints and sages throwing tantrum like you will not believe. Is that equanimity? What is equanimity?
سوال من همین.
نه سوال بود یه جواب بود.
نه سوال بود. سوال کردم. مکسیر فریلیزه نه نمیدونم. سوال هم بود که آیا همیشگیه یا تمپوراریه یا باید همیشه باشه یا باید تمپوراری باشه.
That's what I mean. You're making a concept by saying does it have to be this way or does it have to be this way or should it be that way. How should it be equanimity? Is it something that should be or just is equanimity? That's a good question. Is what is equanimity? And what concept do we have of equanimity? Let's put it this way. What is your concept of equanimity?
I don't really have a concept of equanimity.
Always being okay.
I'm not able to do that.
I'm not.
Hands down, I throw the towel. What about you guys?
Mine would be peace without any distressing thoughts ever to interrupt it would be my concept of equanimity.
I throw that towel in there too. What about you? What is equanimity?
نمیتونم میتونم بکنم یا نه، ولی کانسپتش اینه که هیچی من تکنه.
But you just said that it's to be okay even when you're not okay, like all of those things.
This is a huge difference here.
Yeah.
What I'm saying and what everybody else is saying.
No, I know. I'm pointing that out.
They're eliminating the reality of Maya. I'm saying as long as you are in the body, you might cry for the death of your mother. You might not. That doesn't mean you're realized or you're not realized. You might get angry and lose your equanimity. That doesn't mean you're realized or not realized. You might even kill somebody. That doesn't mean you're realized or not realized. So equanimity, where does it puts us? Let's take another look, all of us, of equanimity. Because in the face value, it really makes sense to have equanimity. But is it a myth? Or can we understand it in the way that we need to understand it? Let's understand equanimity like we have never understood it before.
بهار میگه آخه یه چیزایی هست، میدونم استاپ علاج همه چیز هست، ولی یه چیزایی هستن که واقعا منو ناراحت میکنن، اذیتم میکنن. بعد سعد میگه که راحت بودن، راضی بودن با نارضایته. این تعادل، یعنی این تعادله،
راضی بودن در نارضایتیت،
رها کردن خواسته ها، این تعادله. این تعادل چیزی نیست که بخوای براش کار کنی پیداش کنی. حداقل برای من اینطوری نیست. اینطوری نیست که تصمیم بگیرم که امروز این تعادل رو داشته باشم. برمیگردیم دوباره به این رضایت. تا وقتی که در بدنیم، ذهن خالی این رضایت رو میاره، اون این تعادل رو میاره. ما نمیتونیم اوکی باشیم اگر یه خواسته خیلی قوی داشته باشیم یا خیلی علاقه داشته باشیم به یه چیزی. خیلی جورای مختلف میشه به این قضیه نگاه کرد. من نمیخوام امشب براتون نتیجه گیری کنم. همین کاری که دارین میکنین رو بکنین و اگر بیافتین من بهتون میخندم و اگر من بیافتم شما به من بخند. دلیلی که من وسط حرف گوپی اومدم تو اینه که من نمیخوام شماها یه ایده یا یه کانسپت داشته باشی در مورد خودشناسی. من خیلی از سینت چی میشه؟ پیغمبرا رو دیدم که عصبانی،
نه پیغمبر نه، کسایی که
خودشناخته،
خیلی خودشناخته ها رو دیدم که عصبانی میشن یه دفعه. پس این تعادل چیه؟
We're going to look at it tonight, I think, with all of us, including me. Let's look at it differently, because we always have this concept that when the words of equanimity comes, it means ta'odol. What if it's not a ta'odol? What if it means something else? Deeper than that.
Saad میگه ما همش فکر میکنیم که وقتی این کلمه میاد بالا یعنی یه ta'odol به وجود میاد. Equanimity. ولی چی میشه اگه این ایکونومیتی اصلا تعادل نیست؟
نه
ترجمه کردی که سمت خالی؟ نه. بعد حرف اولش ادامه داشت، گفت من نمیخوام شما این کانسپت رو درست کنین که باید حتما اینطوری باشه یا باید اونطوری باشه یا اینطوری نباشه. اصلا چجوری باید باشه؟ آیا چیزی است که باید بشه یا چیزی است که هست؟ این تعادل چیه؟ ما چه کانسپت هایی داریم در موردش؟ از هممون سعد میپرسه. بهار میگه همیشه اوکی بودم. سعد میگه من که نمیتونم این کار رو بکنم. رادا میگه سولی که هیچ وقت تکون نخوره. سات میگه نه. گوپی میگه هیچ چیزی نتونه منو تکون بده. سات میگه نه. شماها دارین مایا رو
حقیقتشو
از بین میبرین. ولی چیزی که من میگم اینه که در بدن اگه مادرتو از دست بدی شاید گریه کنی شاید گریه نکنی. معنی نداره که خودشناسی خودتو شناخته باشی یا نه. شاید عصبانی بشی. شاید حتی یکی رو بکشی. پس این تعادل چیه؟ خوبه میشنویم میگیم آره خوبه باید این تعادل رو داشته باشیم در زندگیم، ولی آیا اصلا چیز حقیقی هست که بشه به دست آورد؟ بذار ما امشب به این تعادل یه جوری نگاه کنیم که تا حالا نگاهش نکردیم.
The contemplation with the eyes open, closed, or half open. Can you Google equanimity?
Do you want me to?
Yeah. سعد میگه معنی این کلمه رو در بیاریم. Equanimity.
Mental calmness, composure, evenness of temper, especially in difficult situations.
Read the quote again, please.
Look on with an equal mind at good fortune and misfortune, happiness and sorrow, loss and gain. These are products of nature like heat and cold, summer and winter. They have their purposes to serve. Similarly, the ups and downs of life have lessons to teach us. In fact, without reverses in life, we will not be able to experience divinity. Without darkness, we cannot value light. Without experiencing difficulties, we will not be able to enjoy benefits. It is the lack of peace of mind which compels us to seek the means to realize enduring peace. The scriptures have declared that through renunciation alone can immortality be obtained. You must learn to practice true renunciation in your daily living so that you may discover the secret of enduring peace and bliss.
Can I have the code? Look on with an equal mind at good fortune and misfortune, happiness and sorrow, loss and gain. Is this possible unless you go beyond the mind of opposites? No, if it is, please tell me.
When I contemplated on it, I only felt it where there was no thought at all.
When you don't have any thought, what happens? You've gone beyond the duality, right? Because there is no two to five. So, in the realms of the mind, to have equanimity is self-control.
Mm-hmm.
In the realms of divinity, to have equanimity is go beyond the mind.
سعد میگه خط اول این کوتو میخونه که بابا میگه این تعادل این است که هم به شادی و هم به غم با یک دید نگاه کنی. سعد میگه آیا میشه این کار رو کرد وقتی که هنوز
در دوگانگی غرقه ایم در خوربت؟
بعد من گفتم که وقتی که بردمش تو مدیتیشن دیدم فقط احساسش میکنم وقتی که هیچ دیگه نیست، افکاری نیست. بعد سعد گفتش که آره، یعنی که ماورای دوگانگی رفتی.
ماورای مایند،
زن.
So, پس در این صورت از نظر دنیایی اکونمیتی، تعادل یعنی کنترل. از نظر روحانی go beyond the mind, which is silence, is not controlled. به همین دلیل راهی که ما داریم میریم، کاری که ما میکنیم, it's so eternal. It is like cutting the roots. Look with an equal mind at good fortune and misfortune, happiness, sorrow, and pain. These are product of nature like heat and cold, summer and winter. They have their purpose to serve. They absolutely do. They make you so pissed off, you have to go beyond the mind. Otherwise, we're really tossed between right? Have you noticed that even when you have too much joy, you get sick of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, something feels weird about it.
Yeah. Even joy, worldly joy, that everybody pay for it, you get sick of it. Joy should not make you sick.
سعد میگه که این تعادل الهی کنترل نمیخواد بشه. برای این دلیل راه ما و کاری که ما میکنیم ابدیه. مثل این که داریم ریشه رو از تر میکنیم. بابا میگه که حتی این غما یه هدفی دارن و دارن. هدفشون اینه که انقدر خسته بشی
که بخندی، گریه کنی که بگی ما نخواستیم. We need to do a stop meditation.
و بخوای بری ماهورای ذهن. تاله شده که انقدر شادی داشته باشی که خسته میشی ازش، حالت بد میشه. این شادی دنیایی که همه دنبالشن،
خوشگذرونی
خستت کنه. خوشگذرونی که نباید آدم رو خسته کنه، شادی واقعی آدم رو خسته نمی کنه.
They have their purpose to serve you. Absolutely they do. Similarly, the ups and downs of life have a lesson to teach us. Please tell me what is that lesson.
پوستم رو بده برم.
مرسی. You gotta tell the joke.
A man an Armenian man says that he wants to convert to Islam, and they tell him, well, you can't drink, and he says, oh, all right, that's a tough one. They say you have to fast for a whole month. He says, oh my gosh, that's a lot. And finally, we have to circumcise you. Oh my God. They circumcise him. He tries then to go and not drink and fast for the month, and after a few days, he comes back, and he says, just give me this foreskin. I'm out of here.
Without reversing life, we will not be able to experience divinity. That doesn't sound reasonable, does it? If you look at it in the face value. That if we don't get tossed up and down like a roller coaster, we will not know divinity. That doesn't make sense when you look at it this way. Does it make sense to you? Without reversing life, we will not be able to experience divinity. Why should we experience divinity in bad and good, bad and good, bad and good, bad and good? Are you guys dumbfounded or hypnotized? What's going on in this room?
Because you have to get tired of both to want divinity.
It doesn't mean that good and bad makes you realize yourself. What it means is you taste good and bad and you realize not neither one is lasting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Without darkness, we cannot value light. Without ignorance, we will not get sick of it to turn to light. If we go by turning off the light and turning on the light, it won't make sense to me. That's what I think. Please, guys, come in and correct me. I want to be corrected. If you have something better to say. We cannot value life. Without experiencing difficulty, we'll not be able to enjoy benefit. What does that mean? Benefit of what? Benefit that comes out of a difficulty? What does Baba mean? Come on, guys, come out of your hypnosis.
Benefit, همون مثل مثلا چیز نیست، همون مثالی که میزنه میگی if you want, مثل نامه بری چارت پیس میخوای، نمیدونم عشق واقعی میخوای، پس اگه سرت تو آب کردن اینقدر دست پا باید بزنی که بتونی آزاد بشی. اگه پیس میخوای has been sacrificed, Bishop Abbott.
Yeah, very good. The next sentence, he says, the lack of peace of mind which compel us to seek the means to realize real peace. Fantastic. You would not believe if I tell you, for no reason whatsoever, I brought the letter to Richard to bring it in this room today because I felt like the quote you're bringing needs to read that. And it's on the couch. Anyway.
Can I
read it? Well, we'll know now. I'm going to read it before we finish the reading. Okay. Gopi said it. It is the lack of peace of mind. You see, we cannot take it wrongly. Without experiencing difficulty, we will not be able to enjoy benefit. If you read that, you say, are you kidding me? It is the lack of peace of mind which compels us to seek the means to realize enduring peace. Is that not a letter to Richard?
Yes.
The Upanishads. Let me just go on and then you can translate it. the Upanishads have declared that through renunciation alone, renunciation could be given up. The idea that I'm being amused by this duality or desirelessness. Have declared that through renunciation alone can immortality be attained. Immortality, what does it mean? Never born, never die? Is that, it means, is this? Is that the reality he's talking about? Yes, it is. This is how I want us to dissect. So if we get stuck on just equanimity, imagine what kind of a meeting we would have ended. Okay, from tomorrow I'm going to be good Monday. You'll be too. We will not be able to enjoy benefit. It is the lack of peace of mind which compels us to seek the means to realize enduring peace. Upanishad have declared that through renunciation, when you have enough difficulties, you say, I give up. I have had enough. That's renunciation. You don't need to go through every desire and say, I better not have this. Only through getting sick of it can you give it up. Which is a very amusing game. I mean, it's very entertaining. Okay. You must learn to practice true renunciation. What is true renunciation? Please come in. Stop meditation. Because you're not pushing and pulling. You're just standing. You must learn to practice true renunciation in your daily living. Means practice, practice, practice. As if it's your living. Treat it as your life. Not when am I going to have an empty mind. This is your life. Practice it. When am I going to have equanimity? No, practice it. When am I going to have self-control? No, just practice. This is your life now. Before your life was something else. Now is this. There is no when. Is now to practice, right? You must learn to practice true renunciation, not the worldly renunciation and equanimity, in your daily living. So that becomes your life. So that you may discover the secret of enduring peace and bliss. The peace that you will not find in this world. The peace that I have, that I give you, that you the world does not know. Something like that was in...
The peace I give unto you, the peace I give unto you is not of this world.
Thank you. Any question? That was beautiful. Now, do we have a different view of equanimity? Yes, we do. Okay, that means this and that. The meaning of equanimity is what it says in the dictionary. But I think we have more clarity of not having equanimity now. We have more recognition of what real equanimity means. Where to go? Yeah.
It's not like this thing that we need to focus on where we're going with equanimity. It's the thing to do right now. It is
our life. Treat your practices not as practices, as shift of your life pattern. This way you don't have any concept of what equanimity means or what sat means or what this means. You're saying, I'm doing my work. I'm sorry, I'm busy. You know, I'm just living my life. Here I am, living my life another day. Here and now again.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Otherwise it becomes odious to have all these good qualities. I gotta have equanimity. Oh, I lost my equanimity. Damn it. Yeah, I had it yesterday, but today. I'm telling you, I lose my equanimity.
There's so much freedom.
I do have anger.
I
get pissed off. I have all the qualities you should not have at different times. But I'm living my life like nobody else does. Because this is my life. And encompasses all of that. But my eyes is never taken off what my life is like.
Isn't that being on the wall? The
again.
Wall that you see?
Again. Tonight we're breaking the wall down. Right?
Yeah.
We're approaching it in a different way. Yes, the wall is beautiful and you have, but I don't want another example. Let's just listen what I'm saying, because this is very new way of saying an old thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say there's so much freedom in what you just said, everything that you said. That's so much freedom in this.
One thing you cannot do, in order to realize yourself, you cannot put limitation in yourself. Because these two opposite won't meet.
You mean like limitations of your character or limitations? I can't have
not
have that.
No, just limitation.
Anyway.
Let's not put any name on
uh-huh.
it. When we confine ourselves, the self rebel against this confinement, whatever it is, and we don't have the freedom of movement to know oneself. Please do not try to understand me tonight. Just hear me out without any opinion, because it's new for me too, the way I'm looking at it tonight. So I think that's the end of our study circle.
Whatever changed just happened.
If you lose this tape, they're going to kill you.
I have that.
My guess is you're all emptier than when you walked in.
I mean, ow.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I became
nowhere
a different
to go.
Person. Different.
I think I'm a size 30 waist.
Oh my god.
Which is awesome. I've always wanted to be size 30.
What just happened?
صد برای ما این کوت رو بیشتر در این کوت بابا میگه که زندگی یه درسی داره برای ما، حتی چیزایی که مثلا خیلی خوشایند نباشن یه درسی دارن برای ما. آره درسته، از بس که بالا پایین میریم تا اینکه خسته بشیم، تا اینکه هیچ کدومو نخوایم. گوپی میگه مثل نامه به ریچارد. سعد میگه آره انقدر بعد این بابا میگه تاریکی، ولی من میگم این نادانی رو ببینی و ازش خسته بشی که بری دنبال نور. بابا میگه بدون سختی در زندگی نمیتونی مفید ببری،
منفعت
ببری. یعنی چی؟ یعنی که میخوای منفعت ببری، میخوای عشق بدونی، میخوای صلح بدونی، اون عشق و اون صلحی که من به تو میدم مال این دنیا نیست و باید از عشق و صلح و چیزای دنیایی خسته بشی کاملا. بابا میگه که این نداشتن صلح ذهنی باعث میشه که ما بریم دنبال صلح واقعی. سعد میگه باورت نمیشه ولی من امشب میخواستم نامه به ریچارد این تو بیارم و بخونم براتون، ولی گوپی گفت. بابا میگه در یک کتاب الهی میگن که با رینانسیشن ایمورتالیتی به دست میاره. ایمورتالیتی یعنی هیچ وقت نمیمیری. سعد میگه یعنی چی؟
جاودانگی.
سعد میگه یعنی چی؟ یعنی رها کردن، یعنی بدون خواسته بودن. بعد این جاودان بودن یعنی چی؟ یعنی همون بودن. من میخوام ما اینطوری موشه کافی کنیم. تو نمیتونی تصمیم بگیری که این خواسته رو رها کنی یا اون خواسته رو رها کنی. فقط وقتی خسته میشی میتونی همش رو رها کنی. و این جاودان واقعی چیه که بابا میگه؟ تا ابد بودن واقعی چیه؟ یعنی استاپ. یعنی دیگه ما نه میکشیم نه هل میدیم جلو، فقط وایستادیم، ایستادیم. بابا میگه تمرین هر روزت بشه. تمرین هر روز یعنی چی؟ یعنی زندگیت بشه دیگه. به فکر این نباشی که کی ذهنم خالی میشه، چه این تعادل به دست میارم. نه، فقط تمرین، فقط تمرین کن، این تمرین زندگیت باشه. ما حالا بعد از این صحبت ها برامون روشن‌تر شد که این تعادل چیه، روشن‌تر برامون شد که این تعادل چی نیست و کجا بریم دنبالش، کجا هست. این تعادل زندگیمونه. به تمرینات اینطوری نگاه نکن که این یه تمرینه حالا کی میرسم. نه، ایده براش درست نکن.
حالا کی میرسم تمرین کنم.
این تمرین بذار برات زندگی تو، طرز زندگی تو شیفت کنه. هر اتفاقی که میفته، حالا امروز تعادلم از دست دادم، دیروز تعادل داشتم، نه، در این لحظه کارم رو انجام میدم. زندگی من همینه، همین تمرین هاست، همین کار هاست. من تعادلم رو از دست میدم، من عصبانی میشم، من همه این شخصیت ها رو دارم، صفت ها رو دارم که شاید یکی بگه نداشته باش، اما من زندگیمو دارم طوری زندگی میکنم که هیچ کسی دیگه نمیکنه و هیچ وقت چشممو از روی اون زندگی بر نمیدارم. گوپی میگه این یعنی مثل روی دیوار بودنه. سعد میگه امشب مثال دیگه نمیخوایم، کانسپت دیگه نمیخوایم، ما میخوایم دیوار رو اصلا بشکنیم بیاریم پایین. این یه طرز جدیدیه که ما درس قدیمی رو بهش نگاه کنیم. تو نمیتونی به خودت محدودیت بدی و بخوای خودتو بشناسی، تو باید به خودت آزادی بدی که خودتو بشناسی. این دوتا، محدودیت و آزادی، هیچ وقت همدیگر رو ملاقات نمی کنن. امشب لطفا سعی نکن که حرفای منو بفهمی، فقط گوش بده، چون این حرفا برای منم جدیدن.